Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We're at halftime. Smash leads D.C. Everest 21-18. We'll check our leading scores for the first half in a minute. Again, quickly recapping, the Evergreens got off to an 8-0 run, fueled by back-to-back threes from freshman Riley Peterson. Turnovers, though, were up in the second quarter. That's where Smash was able to come back. Smash had as big as a 5-point lead. Evergreens had a chance to hold for the final shot. Could have put them up by one at the intermission. Instead, a turnover, and then a three the other way, accounting for the 21-18 score that we have right now. Kind of a quiet week for the Everest athletic program. Tonight, the D.C. Everest girls are down in Stevens Point. The Smash girls were a great team last year. They won the conference, graduated a lot of their stars kind of down this year, and you think the first-place Evergreen ladies should be coming back with a win if they take care of business. They are 12-1 overall, and in first place with a perfect 5-0 record, the D.C. Everest girls, a great team with plans on going deep in the state tournament this year. On Friday, the Everest girls will be on the road, non-conference game against Baraboo. And on Fox Sports Radio this Friday night, it's our next D.C. Everest broadcast. We'll have hockey from the Greenheck Fieldhouse as Sun Prairie comes into play. All right, leading scorers for the first half for Smash, Trevor Anderson. Yeah, you know he's got his. He's got 10. Anderson is 0 for 2 from the free throw line. We have 5 points for Kieran Kritzmarek, 4 points for Sam Hauser, and 2 for Sean Van Helden. Evergreen scoring well spread out. Riley Peterson with 6, Jake Ebert with 4. 2 points each for Kyle Kurtenbach, Nick Sarakowski, Chris Cornish, and Jake Ebert. Evergreen's basketball brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. CoVantage Credit Union, step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And an Evergreen sponsor all season long, the Bone and Joint Center, where you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. At the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care, open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Evergreens have given Smash a tough first half. The Evergreens will need to hit a few more outside shots, and they will need to cut down on turnovers. That's what awaits us when the second half gets underway. After this timeout, glad you are up late with us for Game 3 of our high school basketball doubleheader today. This should be an exciting second half. You'll be rewarded if you've stayed up late. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Not too far away from me in our broadcast position is Scotty Krieger, the longtime voice of, many of the sports teams in Stevens Point, the Smash Panthers and the UW Stevens Point College basketball, hockey, football programs. Scotty, because he has college play-by-play responsibilities, doesn't get to see Smash as much as you might say if you were doing the Evergreens or Wausau East. And he is seeing a team that's really very good, Smash 12-1. They get the ball to start the third quarter, and time is back into the hands of Sam Hauser. Hauser is guarded by Kyle Kurtenbach. Goes over to George Diekelman, now down low along the baseline. Hauser passed up the three-ball opportunity. Now works it back out to Sean Van Helden. Van Helden goes around to Trevor Anderson. Anderson's first touch, passes up the shot, goes down low to Diekelman, who spins and rolls it in. That's a long five-footer. And he got the ball with the back to his basket and was able to turn around and still find the range. Kind of got a blind look there and still got it to go down. 23-18, early third quarter. This ties the biggest Smash lead of the ball game. Evergreens get into the front court. Kyle Kurtenbach to Stephen Weir. Weir's bad pass stolen away. Smash is a two-on-one coming back the other way. Diekelman makes the extra pass to Sam Hauser, who scores. Now Smash is up by 7. This is the danger zone for the Evergreens here. Can't fall further behind, and Smash built that lead on a turnover. Van Grinsven, pestered in the backcourt, gets it into the front. Now looking down low, pass turned over off the hands of Chris Cornish. And taken away there by Andrew Ruzek. Evergreen's going to need a timeout if Smash scores here. Driving in, fouled and scored is Trevor Anderson. Nothing going right. You know what? They're going to call an offensive foul.
Smash foul on
Oh, wow.
Ruzek, his second team first.
And they're calling Ruzek for setting a moving pick there. Giebert, that's what cleared that out. The Spash bench didn't like that call. And for a moment, it looked like that was going to be a three-point play opportunity. And instead, Ruzek picks up his second. That's kind of a break for the Evergreens. Van Grinsven comes into the backcourt. And now into Stephen Weir in the frontcourt. Weir thought about driving. The Evergreens so far in the second half have not been careful with the basketball. Here's Jake Giebert up high to Weir. Makes an extra pass down low. And missing the easy layup was Chris Cornish, who got the extra pass but could not finish. And now Andrew Ruzek. We've got a whistle. And we're going to have a foul against Stevens Point coming into the front court here. Or are they going to say, yeah, they're going to say that's a carry. They're going to say as the Spash player was coming across the half court line, carried the ball, goes over to the Evergreens. So two Spash turnovers have prevented the Panthers from building their bigger lead. Now Riley Peterson has it. Peterson opened the game with those quick threes and nothing since, and now drives in, ball's tied up. There's going to be a jump ball that's going to go to D.C. Everest. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Off the inbounds pass to Van Grinsven. In traffic, up and in. Nice play. That was Grant Van Grinsven. It's announced as Chris Cornish. 25-20, Spash by 5. Come back into the front court. Trying to drive here as Trevor Anderson pulls up for a 10-footer. That's too strong off the backboard. Offensive rebound. And that's Andrew Ruzek, who fought for it, ripped it right out of the hands of one of the Evergreens players. Ruzek put it back. It's 27-20. See if the Evergreens have an answer here. Riley Peterson thought about the three, drives along the baseline to Stephen Weir. Not open for the three. Goes back out to Van Grinsven, drives in, and Van Grinsven traveled. Turned over. At DeVorney Orthodontics, see more than a smile. Call 715-842-5688 or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. We're also sponsored by Easy Living Management. They are the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Spash by 7 with the ball. Any kind of points here would be their biggest of the lead. There's a long 2 from the left side, and Sean Van Helden has just hit. 29-20, and the Evergreens want a timeout. Evergreens have been outscored 8-2 to start the second half, and they just can't afford to fall any further behind. This is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break, too. 5:09 to play in the third quarter. Spash has opened up a 29-20 lead. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back at the Everest Fieldhouse, I'm Chris Conley. Glad you are with us for our Tuesday night triple header on Fox Sports Radio. Earlier you heard the Wausau East girls and boys with Tom King doing double duty tonight. Here the Evergreens got off to a fast start. They led 8-0. Spash has been the better team, though, in the second quarter and so far in the third quarter as well. Evergreens taking this time out, knowing that you really can't fall much further behind. It was the Marshfield Tigers who played Spash the closest in conference play. And the Tigers, second-place team in the league, still fell by 15 points. Evergreen's trying for a better fate here. Riley Peterson's got it in the backcourt. Peterson got off to such a good start. He's turned the ball over 3 times since then. Evergreens have Derek Reike in here. Evergreens now Van Grinsven down low. Got to have a push-off as the pass went down low to Chris Cornish. This will be a non-shooting foul along the baseline. Sean Van Helden is called for the foul. 3 team fouls against Spash, none for the Evergreens in the second half. D.C. Everest inbounds underneath their own basket. Van Grinsven with a high inbounds pass to Giebert. And now to Reike, who thought about the three, instead bounces down low. Van Grinsven's in traffic, back out to Reike. 3 balls in the air, and he hit it. Evergreens beat it. It's sophomore Derek Reike for 3. Gets him closer, 29-23. Need a couple of defensive stops here. George Diekelman has it for Spash. Back to Diekelman. He was open for the three and passed it up. John Barnes gives along the baseline to Van Helden. Anderson gets a touch, decides not to drive, works around the perimeter. Thinking about the three there was Sam Hauser. Pass inside, almost knocked away, retrieved by Van Helden. 4.5 minutes to play, third period. Van Helden thought about the three there as well. Looking to drive, there's a palm that's not called. Down low, pass is blocked down there by Giebert. Loose on the floor, and the Evergreens, no, Spash comes away with it. Sam Hauser, and they're going to call 3-second violation, turned over. Okay, you know what? When Spash got the ball back, some of their bigs didn't realize that they had possession and they were still in the paint. So see if the Evergreens can capitalize on the turnover. Riley Peterson, they double-team him in the front court. His pass is almost turned over, loose on the floor. Bodies pile up and jump ball. It's going to belong to Spash. So the Evergreens turn it right back over. That's frustrating. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Haven't seen Nick Sirikowski on the floor for a while. And he checks back in here. Sirikowski is guarding Trevor Anderson. Now along the baseline, spinning. That's partially blocked from Sam Hauser. Getting the rebound there is Diekelman. He's fouled. They're going to say it's a jump ball there, too. As the Evergreens use the height there of Chris Cornish to tie that ball up, and it's going to go back to DC Everest. Now, you know what? The alternating possession arrow was not changed, so for a moment, one of the officials pointed that it was Spash ball. It's not. It's Evergreen's ball. They got that corrected. Kyle Kurtenbach comes in. Jacob Stroik goes out. Spash sets up full court pressure here. Evergreen's trying to whittle away at this 6-point deficit. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. It's 29-23 Panthers. Riley Peterson over to Stephen Weir. Weir had Sirikowski down low and didn't see him till he was too late. The Sirikowski got it on the baseline instead of underneath the basket. Now to Stroik, who's double-teamed in the corners. They may need a timeout here. And yes, the Evergreens bench will take a 20-second timeout. Stroik picked up his dribble in the corner, was quickly double-teamed, and Coach Corey Henkel wants to save the possession. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Evergreens' biggest lead, 8 points, but that was back in the first quarter. The biggest Spash lead, 9 points, and that was just a few minutes ago here in the third quarter. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens are still hanging around. Spash has not had that run that has put this game out of reach, and the Evergreens will have possession, trailing by 6 out of the timeout. The Evergreens boys are off for a week after this game. They have their conference bye on Friday and will not see action again until next Tuesday. They will travel to, actually they'll be home next Tuesday against Lakeland. That's a non-conference game. And on the inbounds pass, it's thrown into the backcourt. Ball is loose. Evergreens get it. And we've got a foul as Nick Sirikowski went to pick it up. Foul's going to be against Spash here. So the Evergreens not careful with the ball. But Sean Van Helden is still called for the foul. I've got that as the fourth Spash team foul. Evergreens inbound and will have to go the length of the court. They have not been careful with the ball. Riley Peterson to the front court and now goes over to Kurtenbach. Pass down low to Stroik. All alone. Stroik is blocked, but he's fouled up high as he went up for the shot. Jacob Stroik about to go to the free throw line. And these are going to be the first free throws that the Evergreens are going to attempt in the game. Talk about, you know, if you want to upset a top team, you got to get to the free throw line. Got to make your chances there. The Evergreens are just taking their first free throws here, and Jacob Stroik's first is good. He'll get one more. Yeah, team fouls are 4 against Spash, none against DC Everest. And Jacob Stroik, who had 2 threes in the blowout win over Walsall West, has 2 free throws here. It's back to a 4-point game, 29-25. See if the Evergreens have a stop in them here. Kieran Kitzmerick has the ball. Kitzmerick looks to drive in, goes back around. Thinking about that open three was Diekelman. Now to the baseline. Here comes the open three from Sam Hauser, and he hit. Spash needed that. 4-point lead extended back to 7, 32-25. Just when Spash needed it, they got the three. Evergreens drive down low. There's a no-look pass down low to Jacob Stroik, who scores. Grant Van Grinsven looked away. His his eyes, moved the defender off him, and then he fouled Stroik with a great pass right into his chest. Good answer. 32-25. Spinning along the baseline. Shot rims out for John Barnes. Loose. Rebound. Evergreens. Jacob Stroik. Stroik has given his team some good minutes here. Van Grinsven picks up his dribble. Evergreens trail by five, and they have the ball. 2 minutes left in the quarter. Nick Sierakowski is fouled up high. That's a touch foul on Kieran Kritzmarek. Six team fouls against Spash, and no team fouls against the Evergreens. The Evergreens will shoot free throws for the rest of the game, and we have 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Evergreens hitting their free throws in the fourth quarter will be a key aspect of this game. Evergreens have the ball inbounded on the side out. Now to Van Grinsven, looks to drive in traffic, hangs and scores! Grant Van Grinsven, the Evergreens have a rally going here. They've outscored Spash 7-3, and they're back within 3 points, 32-29, 1:45 left in the quarter. Evergreens not saying die yet in this game. Up high is Kieran Kitzmerick. Kitzmerick's picked up three quick fouls here. Goes down low to Sam Hauser. Hauser loses it. Turned over to the Evergreens. Picking it up there is Grant Van Grinsven. Evergreens trail by three, and they have the ball. 1.5 left. Reaching in, no foul called there. Van Grinsven retrieves it in the backcourt as it was briefly knocked away. Now to Nick Sierakowski, to Stephen Weir. A three ball ties it here. Van Grinsven had the ball knocked out of his hands. Over to Sierakowski, 1:13 to play. Now up high, give and go. Pass down low, extra pass, ooh, off the hands of Chris Cornish. Kyle Kurtenbach's pass to Cornish down low is a little too hot to handle. Three ball the other way, and that is a hit from Trevor Anderson. Made the Evergreens pay on the turnover. Back to a six-point game. Big turnaround there. Evergreens had it down by three, didn't get a shot. Now here's a bad pass, turned over, taken away. Grinsven's pass was too high. Evergreens turned the ball back over. Trevor Anderson thought about the three. Anderson, he traveled and palmed, no call. He drives in and misses his layup. Kind of palmed the ball there as he started that move. Foul here is on Kyle Kurtenbach. That's his first and the team's first. They're going to say this is a shooting foul. Trevor Anderson's going to get a pair here. Clock is stopped with 35 seconds left in the third period. It's back to a six-point game. And Anderson makes his first free throw. Anderson is now one of three from the free throw line. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Evergreens were down by three and had the ball, did not get a shot off, and then Spash answered with a three off the steal. Anderson has just hit his second free throw. So it's back to an eight-point game. Yeah, that's a big turnaround. When the Evergreens trailed by three, had the ball, and turned it over without getting a crack at the basket. Evergreens have the ball here. Riley Peterson, 25 seconds left. Over to Reike, and now back to Peterson. Pass goes down low to Kurtenbach. Quickly double-teamed. Got to find the open man. He finds Cornish, who is blocked. Yeah, that was a clean block up front. Spash takes it right back with 15 seconds left. Spash with an 8-point lead, and here's a three for what could be the biggest lead of the night. Short. Tip back out. Evergreens try for that loose ball, and the ball's loose on the floor. Bodies pile up, jump ball, and it belongs to Spash with 2 seconds left in the quarter. Smash leads by 8, 37-29, and on alternating possession, they're going to get the ball along this near sideline, and they'll inbound 20 feet away from the basket. So there is enough time here for a pass, a look, and a shot. Spash looks to inbound from the top of the key. This would count if it goes. Hauser's shot no good off the back of the rim. Spash led by as many as 9, and the third period comes to an end with Stevens Point sitting on an 8-point lead, 37-29. It is a difficult but not impossible task. The fourth quarter awaits after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens trail by 8, and 8 minutes to do something about it. Spash widened their lead in that third quarter, outscoring the Evergreens 16-11. Derek Reike's three was a big shot for the Evergreens. It really kept them in this ballgame. DC Everest Sports brought to you by Intercity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Evergreens down by 8. They get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Inbounded to Chris Cornish into the hands of Grant Van Grinsven. Looks to drive here. Draws the double team. Pass down low to Kurtenbach, who is double team. Gets the shot up. He's looking for a foul. None called. Then he misses. Spash gets the rebound. Kurtenbach was down low but had that double team and really didn't get a good crack at the rim. Spash the other way. A basket here could give them their biggest lead of the game. Driving in. Whistle. Foul. Basket is good. And Trevor Anderson is fouled. He's going to the line for an attempt at a three-point play. Chris Cornish. Cornish has just been called for his third foul. The basket extends the lead to 10, and the free throw after is a miss. Evergreens get the rebound, Kyle Kurtenbach. Trevor Anderson, who is usually great at the free throw line, not so much tonight. He's 3 of 7. Spash looks to trap in the front court, fighting through it as Van Grinsven gets it over to Riley Peterson. Now Stephen Weir. Weir, no points tonight. Hasn't gotten a lot of good open three looks here. And now to Van Grinsven. Goes over in the corner, and there's a bad pass from Cornish, and reaching in is Van Grinsven with a foul. Cornish was trying to pass it back to Van Grinsven, and it was stolen there. Trevor Anderson. And Anderson was fouled. And Van Grinsven, instead of giving up a 3-on-2 the other way, committed the foul. Spash will inbound at half court. Team fouls are now 6 and 3. Driving in, got a whistle and a foul. And this is going to be a shooting foul as Trevor Anderson will make his way back to the free throw line. Grant Van Grinsven has just picked up his third. And Van Grinsven, the Evergreens' best defender, you need him on Anderson. Trevor Anderson, prolific sophomore. His first free throw here is good. 40-29. It's an 11-point game. Van Grinsven's going to come out for a moment here, and Nick Sierakowski will come back in. Evergreens can't afford to fall further behind. In fact, if they have a run in it now, if they have a run in them, now's the time. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Anderson got his second free throw. 42-29. It's not on the scoreboard yet. All right, Evergreens here with the ball. Here's Riley Peterson. Peterson almost pushed off. Goes over to Sierakowski. It is 41-29. 12-point lead. Now back to Stephen Weir. Weir is guarded up high by George Dinkelman. And now to Riley Peterson. They're pressuring the ball 25, 30 feet away from the basket. Peterson picked it up, double-teamed, and stolen. Bad pass, Trevor Anderson. Anderson the other way, lays it up and in. And the Evergreens are going to need a timeout. This game is getting away from them. It's 43-29. A couple of times in this game, freshman Riley Peterson picks up his dribble, the double team comes to him, and then Peterson's made a bad pass. We've seen him make that mistake a couple of times in the game. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. Yeah, the Evergreens are cold at exactly the wrong time. They've been outscored 6-0 since this first quarter began. And Spash now sits on a 14-point advantage. It's the biggest Spash lead of the night. Evergreens next in action Tuesday here at this court against Lakeland. That's a makeup of a game that was snowed out from earlier in the year. We will not have that game on Fox Sports Radio. There's a hockey and basketball conflict. We will bring you the Evergreens hockey team against Wisconsin Rapids, one of the best in the Valley Conference. It's coming up Tuesday. And our next Evergreen broadcast, this Friday night, three big nights from tonight, will be at the Green Heck Fieldhouse right across the way as the Evergreens hockey team takes on Sun Prairie. Evergreen girls in action tonight, as we mentioned at halftime. Evergreen's inbounds pass is thrown away and stolen by Spash. Wrong time to be sloppy. On the other end, John Barnes' shot is blocked. Evergreen's come back with it, and they're going to say it's a carry on Stephen Weir as he was trying to come out along the baseline. Turn back over to Spash. Coach Corey Heckle wondering, first of all, about the turnover, but how something simple like an inbounds pass could be so complicated, and then about the call, because Trevor Anderson makes the same move with that palming motion every time he's got the basketball. Coming back the other way, John Barnes. Evergreen's turnovers have been the enemy. It's not the ticky-tack calls. Spinning along the baseline, George Diekelman. Diekelman scores over Riley Peterson. And again, this 8-0 run is coming at the wrong time. And now in the backcourt, got a Spash foul. Foul is going to be on George Diekelman. Diekelman looking around because he thought that was a touch foul. Diekelman has just picked up his third. I've got it as 17 fouls. Scoreboard says 6. And the scoreboard agrees with the refs. Non-shooting foul. In the backcourt. Uh-oh, Van Grinsven has picked up his dribble. Now a long pass over to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach drives in, hangs. He's fouled. And Kyle Kurtenbach is going to get himself to the free throw line. So at least the Evergreens will have a chance to get some points here with the clock stopped. Kieran Kaczmarek is called for his third. Going to be a shooting foul, and Kyle Kurtenbach is going to shoot a pair. Yeah, if the Evergreens are going to come back here, they're going to have to get some points with the clock stopped. And Kyle Kurtenbach's first free throw is good. Problem is, 2 minutes and 15 seconds into the fourth quarter, these are the first points for the Evergreens of the quarter. Kurtenbach second, got them both. 45-31. Spash with the ball and a 14-point cushion. Here comes John Barnes. Barnes hands off to Trevor Anderson. He's cut off along the baseline, comes out to Barnes. Three ball, rattles out, no good. Evergreens got the rebound, Jake Ebert. Now over to Van Grinsven. Evergreens need to be up-tempo here. Van Grinsven to the front court, picks up his dribble, looking to make an extra pass. Now goes to Sierakowski. Thought about the three. Sierakowski did not pull the trigger and goes back out to Ebert. And now over to Stephen Weir. Back to Sierakowski. Evergreen's trying to run set here. Don't have a lot of time, though. Extra pass down low, and now Kurtenbach made the extra pass to Giebert, who is blocked along the baseline. Goes out of bounds, though, off a Spash player. And you know what? These Spash players are demonstrative towards the referees when they think a call doesn't go their way. It's just something that the Spash team should file away because they expect to go deep in the state tournament. Some referees won't allow these players to get the first word or to extend their hands like that on calls they disagree with. These referees have not seemed to mind. There are other refs that Spash may run into later on who are not going to have any of that. Pass almost stolen. Ball's now loose on the floor, rolling towards the Spash basket. It's picked up by Diekelman, who is fouled. And Diekelman's going to go to the free throw line. Another turnover. If this is on Van Grinsven, it would have been his fourth. Now that's going to be Nick Sierakowski. Free throws are coming here for George Diekelman. Diekelman gets a pair. 5:01 left in the game, and it's 45-31. This started out as such a promising beginning for the Evergreens. And the Evergreens have simply committed too many turnovers against the Spash pressure defense. Riley Peterson, as he goes through his career, I mean, he's only a freshman, will cut down on those turnovers with more experience. This is a defense that he has not seen a lot of. The first free throw is good. Diekelman misses the second, and Jake Giebert gets the rebound for DC Everest. Evergreens trail by 15, and we go under 5 minutes to play. Here's Riley Peterson over to Reike, and now up high to Giebert. To Riley Peterson again, thought about the three, looks for Kurtenbach down low, double team. Kurtenbach spins and scores. Kurtenbach's got 6. Riley Peterson's assist, 13-point lead now for Stevens Point. Spash comes right back. Kieran Kaczmarek, double teamed along the baseline, got a whistle. He traveled, turns it over to DC Everest. See if there's just a little bit of a run here. Evergreen's looking for the right combination. Jacob Stroik will come in. Kyle Kurtenbach, who gave his team some good minutes, comes out. Spash picks up full court pressure. In fact, we've got a whistle here. And see if they're going to allow Spash a late substitution. They want to get starter Sean Van Helden back into the game. And they do. Kieran Kaczmarek steps out. Van Helden comes in and the Evergreens inbound. Riley Peterson. Peterson up to the front court. Peterson bounce pass, almost turned it over again. Dug out there. Now long cross court back to Peterson. It was a bad pass. He thought about the three. Now drives into the lane. Peterson wild, out of control shot. No good. Rebound to Van Helden and he's fouled. Van Helden was fouled in traffic. Derek Reike commits the foul. Evergreens may be looking to give the fouls to try and put Spash on the free throw line. That's the sixth team foul. So if the Evergreens want to make Spash win this at the free throw line, they have that option now. Stevens Point comes back the other way, bouncing into the corner. Sam Hauser, pull up, 15-footer. Hauser passed up the three and just hit for two, which ends an Everest mini 4-0 run. It's 48-35. Almost stolen there. Van Grinsven gets it into the front court and now to Giebert along the baseline. Finds Van Grinsven coming back. Van Grinsven hangs and scores. He's got six. 48-35. And when the turnovers are not up, Spash has been giving up points in the paint and is giving up points underneath. In fact, the Evergreens, many of those looks at the basket, the Evergreens would be winning this game against lesser competition. Driving through the lane, Sam Hauser, he hangs and he scores. He's got the answer. 50-35. Back to a 15-point lead, 3.5 minutes to play. Van Grinsven, driving along the near sideline, is fouled. John Barnes is going to get called for. This is going to be a 1-1. It's Barnes first. All right, so Grant Van Grinsven will have a chance to cut into this lead. Again, clock stopped. 3:25 to play. Evergreens have just enough time for a run. If they get hot, Spash gets cold. Front end of the 1-1 is good. Van Grinsven now has 7. On a make, he'll come out and Stephen Weir will come back in. Van Grinsven eyes the basket. Second free throw. Got them both. 50-37. But very soon, time will be the friend of the Spash Panthers. 3.5 minutes left. Spash has the ball. There's Trevor Anderson, goes over to Sam Hauser. Now along the baseline, Diekelman now pulls up. Foul line extended, left him open, and he missed it. Rebound underneath for Spash. There's a block. Oh, that's too bad. That was a clean block up top. Jacob Stroik is going to get called for it as Sam Hauser was trying for the putback.
Hauser to shoot two.
Now they'll call it on Chris Cornish. It's Cornish's fourth. They're going to say that that Cornish got him down low. Yeah, that was clean up high. Sam Hauser to shoot a pair. And Hauser's first. Good. Kyle Kurtenbach will check back in. Evergreens basketball sponsored by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Yeah, Hauser's a good free throw shooter. He got them both. 52-37, back to a 15-point lead. Van Grinsven's in the backcourt. Van Grinsven drives into the front court. Now makes a pass into the corner. Stephen Weir. Weir, 10-footer along the baseline, off the front rim. Evergreens get a rebound and putting it right back in. Jake Giebert. Giebert's got six. Offensive rebound and a putback. We go under 3 minutes. It's 52-39. Got a whistle, a drive, and Trevor Anderson was fouled as he went to the basket. He plowed into Giebert, but Giebert's feet were not set, so he's not going to get the call there. In fact, they're going to call the foul on Stephen Weir for a reach-in. Giebert was the one who still got clobbered underneath. And Trevor Anderson is going to shoot a 1-1 here. Anderson eyes the basket, and down the stretch, you know what, he hasn't been all that good from the free throw line today, but down the stretch you get the feeling that Trevor Anderson is going to get his. He makes the first. Double bonus, so he'll get one more, and it's right back to a 15-point lead. Every time the Evergreens score, it seems like Spash pushes it right back up to 15. 54-39. Here's Riley Peterson with his dribble. Goes over to Nick Sierakowski, looks to Peterson, sets up a three. Peterson's shot rims out, no good. Spash gets the rebound. Sam Hauser clears the boards. And Hauser comes into the front court for the Panthers. Now to Van Helden. Over to Trevor Anderson again. Anderson is matched up on by Giebert. This is a mismatch here. Anderson has the ball, passed up his shot, now gets it back, left open for a three. Giebert trying to match up, almost stripped, spinning, and Trevor Anderson has scored again. Trevor Anderson has 10 in the fourth quarter. 56-39, this 17-point lead is the biggest of the game for Spash. We go under 2 minutes to play.
play.
Nick Sirikowski has the ball for the Evergreens. Sirikowski to the corner. Peterson. Peterson was not open for the three. Had a man on the weak side at Giebert, but Peterson didn't see him. Peterson now gets a pick to fight out of that double team up high. Goes over to Nick Sirikowski, who drives on the clear out. Sirikowski in traffic, blocked, gets his own rebound, goes back out to Giebert. Yeah, Sirikowski went in among the bigs, and that one came right back down on him. Now Van Grinsven, double team, bounces low to Giebert, goes back out to Sirikowski, thought about the three. Kurtenbach along the baseline, double team. Evergreens have to let the three fly, and here's a reach in. Kurtenbach was fouled along the baseline. Sam Hauser is going to be called for it. And we're going to have free throws here, 1-1. For Kyle Kurtenbach, who heads right back to the free throw line. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest sports. Kurtenbach's free throw, he makes it. He'll get one more. Problem is, time is short here for the Evergreens. A make would cut this back to a 15-point lead, but there's only 1:32 left in the quarter. Probably not enough to do anything about it. Kurtenbach's free throw rims out. Spash gets the rebound. Sam Hauser clears the boards. Yep, under a minute and a half left here. John Barnes has the ball for Spash. Spash still running plays, not taking the air out of this. Goes over to John Barnes again. Looks to drive. Extra pass along the weak side. Andrew Rudzek goes back out. Now Spash is working it around. See if the Evergreens want to foul or play for the steal. Driving in traffic. Too strong for John Barnes. Jarns with a putback. Rudzek tips it, and Rudzek gets an offensive rebound. Stepped out of bounds. Turned over to D.C. Everest.
Max Wladek.
Evergreens are sending in Max Wladek in. He's a big body. He'll match up with Andrew Rudzek. 1:02 left in the game, and it looks like there's too much to do in too little time. 56-40, Evergreens trailing to Spash here. So the Evergreens are going to fall to 3-3 in the conference. Blodick gets the ball inside, shot too strong, rebound comes out to Andrew Rudzek, now with 40 seconds left. Yeah, Spash was a good team, but the Evergreens played him tough. In fact, this may be one of the tougher in-conference games that Spash has seen so far this season. Now Rudzek down low against Blodick. Too strong, no good. Offensive rebound, no good. Blodick seals it for D.C. Everest. 25 seconds left. Evergreens trail by 6. Pass ahead to Giebert underneath, a little too long. Save to Giebert, to Sirikowski, to Peterson. Three ball in the air. Peterson rims out. Evergreens get the rebound and a putback for Jake Giebert. You know what? That cuts it to a 14-point lead with only 5 seconds left. And this is going to be the closest game that Spash has played all year in the Valley Conference. Final horn sounds, and congratulations to the Spash Panthers. They have defeated the D.C. Everest Evergreens 56-42. Up until now, the closest an opponent got to this Spash team in Valley Conference play was Marshfield, which fell by 15. Tonight, the Evergreens fall by 14. We'll be back to wrap it up after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We're just moments ago. The Spash Panthers defeated D.C. Everest 56-42. The Evergreens fall by 14 to the elite team in the Valley Conference. You know, the way the Valley looks to me, Spash is head and shoulders above everyone else. And probably Wausau West is the bottom dweller, maybe a cut below everyone else. And all of the teams in the middle really could take turns beating each other. I think if the Evergreens bring this level of effort and manage their turnovers, they could be competitive in every Valley Conference game that they have remaining. The loss brings D.C. Everest down to 3-3 in league play and 6-8 overall. Stevens Point improves to 13-1 this season and a perfect 6-0 against Valley Conference competition. Just to follow up on that point a little bit more, I mean, the Evergreens don't have a standout player like, say, a Trevor Anderson. Anderson's a sophomore and he led all scorers with 25 points. The Evergreens need to fire on all cylinders with a team effort. And you'll see as we go through our final scoring tonight, the Evergreens scoring much, much more balanced. And that's going to be tough to defend for other teams down the stretch, too, that the Evergreens can score and win a lot of ways. The Evergreens got a lot of inside baskets today, something also that would serve them well for their upcoming
opposition because they're not going to see a team as tough as Spash in what's left of their season between now and, say, the middle of February before they get on to state tournament play. All right, leading scorers for the Spash Panthers, Trevor Anderson with 25 points, including 10 of them in the fourth quarter to lead all scorers. Sam Hauser had 15. Five apiece for George Diekelman and Kieran Kecmarek. Four for Sean Van Helden and two for Andrew Ruzek. Yeah, the Evergreen scoring was much more balanced. 8 points each for Jake Giebert and Grant Van Grinsven, co-high scorers for DC Everest. Kyle Kurtenbach had seven, including three of four from the free throw line. Six for Riley Peterson. He had back-to-back threes in the first quarter, but did not score for the rest of the game. 3 points for Derek Reike, who hit a key three in the third quarter that really kept Everest in the game at the time. And 2 points each for Chris Cornish and for Nick Sarakowski. We won't see this Evergreens team for a while. They have a bye on Friday. Their next game is a week from tonight, Tuesday, against Lakeland. That's a game that's not on your regular DC Everest schedule. It's a makeup of a game that was snowed out. We won't have any radio for that game because we will have the Spash, the DC Everest hockey game against Wisconsin Rapids instead next Tuesday. Our next Evergreens broadcast is coming up this Friday night at the Green Heck Fieldhouse against Sun Prairie. And though we don't have a score to pass on to, we wish good luck to the DC Everest girls. They were in action in Stevens Point tonight. The Spash Lady Panthers are still looking for their first Valley Conference win. We anticipate the DC Everest girls coming back home with a victory, but we don't have a final score to pass on to you in that game. Our final score for the boys' game at the Everest Fieldhouse, it's Spash 56, DC Everest 42. Thank you for joining us for our Fox Sports Radio triple header of high school basketball. That's going to wrap it up. I'm Chris Conley, and thanks for joining us on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody. Mark.